I have a chiropractor, Herbie, who some of you may have met outside, who travels with me at these events. He's traveled with me for about 4 years. And I always know that when he's going to test my adrenals are always gone. That's not hard to figure out because I use every ounce of them because I got to move not just myself, but move all of you day and night. Right? So my adrenal glands were completely overused because I was always going through my reserves. And all parts of my body, there are different muscle tests for how different organs are working. And I know there are four or five things that are always broken down. He'd work on me, I'd get back, slam me back on stage, go crank again. Right? And so Herbie comes after I've made this change in my diet. You know, I went and got this blood test to finish the story. I said, what do I do? They said, here's the things you should do. You might want to meet Dr. Young. I'm sure he'd love to meet you. I said, I'd love to meet him. But here's what you can do. And they said, in 30 days, you can have this totally turned around. I said, show me some examples. So they showed me before and after people's blood. Being visual, that convinced me. So I said, great. So showed me a woman had breast cancer and what her blood looked like. And it scared me because mine was moving in that direction, that kind of breakdown. And they showed me 30 days later and blood was perfect, right? And she's fine. So I went and did this for 30 days and I went and had the blood test again because I'm not a believer in, like, I've never promoted supplements because most of it is expensive urine. Right? 90% of it just goes straight through you. Your body can't digest it. It's not absorbed. So I've had a lot of chances to make a lot of money, quite honestly, where people said, you could do this, put your name on it, make it go. And I've never done it. There's one person I promoted a detox product that I believe in. That's it, in 20 years of doing this. And I know the soil's depleted, but who cares if you're getting something else your body can't absorb? But these particular products, I was, you know, I'm different than my wife, Becky. Becky, if you came to my house and you opened one cupboard or three cupboards, you'd find every supplement known to humanity. And I don't take any of them. My wife likes to do, you know, five or six programs simultaneously just to cover all bases. I said to her, honey, how are you going to know what's really working if you do all this stuff? She goes, well, I don't know. It just feels good. Well, now you can take a drug and feel good, right? Feeling good does not mean it's doing good. Feeling good sometimes is because you're stimulated because you put a poison in your body and your body's speeding up. But the blood doesn't lie. So I went 30 days later and I looked at my blood and my blood was perfect. No candida in the system, white blood cells perfect. I knew that before I got there because I felt better than I could remember feeling in probably 5 or 6 years. And I think I feel pretty awesome. But I remembered how good I felt before that I'd, you know, gradually forgotten. Becky, by the way, has a little different diet than I do, not much, but she eats more animal products, and she was full of parasites. And on the screen, we saw this parasite literally pop through one of her blood cells, right? And you could see it swim through the blood, and it was like, ugh, right? By the way, her diet's probably better than 90% of you. If you eat meat, I know it's better than you. And so it scared the hell out of her, right? And I went, see, I told you about those eggs. Right, because she was eating eggs, right? And I was trying to explain to her, what is an egg? You take in an egg, you got millions of microforms that are going, you're consuming with one egg in your body. One. All these little creatures. It's unbelievable. And when you see it, you'll never go back. It's easy when you don't have to look at it, right? You go, oh, look at that little thing, you know, little sunny side up, you know. Looks like the sunshine, for God's sakes. How could that hurt somebody? You know? But when you see what you're eating with it, then you start going, ooh, you start feeling these creatures going through you. Yeah? Yes. Anyway, 30 days later, she was convinced, right? 30 days later, no parasites in her blood. So Dr. Young and I have become good friends. I just recently did a power talk with him that's going to be edited. And if I had it here, I'd give it to you. It's not done, unfortunately. And his work is amazing. And he's affected my principles because everything I taught before is totally in alignment with creating alkalinity except eating fruit in the morning till noon. And I've been teaching that for years, so I was an idiot. I apologize. But it really worked for me. I mean, it worked at the time. But it has a cumulative effect if you're doing all these other things too. So I'm not suggesting you can't eat fruit. And I'm going to now become very specific about the principles. But I wanted to give you this overview. Does this make sense to you? Okay? Now, I want to tell you one other thing. There's two words I want you to write in your book. Alkalize and energize. Alkalize and energize. Alkalinity, you now understand how important it is. How important is it? It's life and death. That's how important it is. You got too much acid? Are you likely going to have difficulty losing weight unless you have a genetic tendency not to keep weight at all? Yes or no? I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to lose weight if you keep your body in an acid place. Or if you lose weight, it'll be temporary and you'll gain it back. Because the body, like, for example, if you go on a diet like the Atkins diet, where you eat every cooked dead food you can imagine, right? And you eat no fresh vegetables or anything like that, you're not supposed to do that. It'd be horrible for you, right? Those people have to pee on a stick each day to make sure, it's the truth, it's in the diet, so you can see your urine to see how your pH has changed so you don't break down too fast, because when you're on the Atkins diet, you're on pure acid. And your muscles are breaking down, your body's breaking down. It's amazing how you lose weight, because the body takes all of its water and urinates it out as fast as it can to try and get rid of the acid, so you lose water weight. But see, anybody who's been on the Atkins diet for 6 months, you won't find them. Not healthfully anyway, right? Because it's pure acid. So you got to understand, this alkalinity is the whole thing. So you got to alkalize and you got to energize. Now, what does energize mean? It means, remember, every organ in your body works on this microelectricity, this electrical magnetic frequency. And all of that is happening in your system. When you're eating foods, foods only provide value when they can be converted into the elements necessary for this chemistry that allows electrical charges to continue. Food actually gets to the organs through these little electrical charges. It's how things are moved around within the system. Are all foods equal? Like, are all carbohydrates equal in the amount of electrical, alive energy in them? Yes or no? Your common sense knows the answer to that is no. Absolutely not. So open your book, and I'll show you specifically what that means in terms of energy, and then we'll come back and I'll show you about balance and imbalance. Flip over to page 22, if you would, for a moment. It says, we must avoid foods that take away more energy than they provide. Your body operates on a subtle electromagnetic current. Nerve signals are, in fact, electrical charges. Your brain, your heart, all the organs in your body really emit these fields of electrical current. And your cells communicate with each other through pulses of electricity. When we eat food, our food breaks down into the food particles to their smallest size, called colloidals. A colloidal is the smallest possible form of a nutrient particle size. The usual size is, I don't know how to pronounce it, certain microns in diameter. These nutrient particles are then carried to cells via electrical charges.